Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, our late assistant director and the director of transportation advocacy. Great, great guy and a great advocate. You know, we miss him. How many people on this planet are unprotected? You know, you rarely hear about this. People don't talk about it. The politicians certainly haven't addressed it. Disabled and elderly people do not have the same protection that everybody else has. You know, you hear on the subway here in New York City quite often, and I'm sure you hear it on other subways in this country, that if you assault an employee of the transit system, it's an automatic felon and you can be jailed for 7 years and maybe even worse, you know, depending on the nature of the assault, of course. But we've called for that on this show many a time. Why doesn't that apply to the disabled and the elderly? Those of us who are more vulnerable than your average person. I mean, you know, I agree it should be a felony with the transit. I'm not against that. But what about us? A person in a wheelchair, a person blind, a person is not understanding what's going on around them, and somebody takes advantage of that and assaults them. Shouldn't that be an automatic 7-year jail sentence? I mean, give us that much protection. We don't have protection all the way down the line. You walk into a store, you want to buy something. Let's say you want to buy a detergent, you know. You can't read it if you're blind, visually impaired. You can't read it. They want you to walk around with a device and try to read the bottle or the package. You know, the stupidity of some people, a device. You don't even know if that thing is working right, or if it read the right thing to you. If there's multiple bottles on the shelving. You don't know. Every store, and this should be a law, this should be a strict law, every store should have a scanner in every aisle that talks and releases a braille and or raised print that covers everybody. All right, every store and the government and the agencies for the disabled should split the cost to pay for this because they owe us. And all the aisles should be labeled so we could read them. There's another part of the protection. You know, so you take the item to the scanner and you can read the damn thing. It scans it. It reads it. That's how we should be protected, the same way everybody else is. Person doesn't have to take the damn thing to the scanner, all right. But if you can't read it, you do. But you should know where that scanner is, and it should be audible. So you can know where it is. And this should be in every store in this country. It should be a federal law that we have the same ability to read things that everybody else has, because that's what protects you. Consumer rights. Why aren't we covered by consumer rights? the same way everybody else is. We're not covered by consumer rights. They expect us to do something about it. Well, that doesn't work. You know, they want you to walk around with a stupid device and hope that the thing works and fumble with that. And it, you know how long that would take you to shop like that with a device like that? Take you hours, just to read one thing and hope that it's right. The label should be on the bottles like everyone else, and they should have the scanner. They should have both. Both. The safety is there when the labels are on the bottle so people can read them. Everyone should be able to read that. Now you got the presidential race, right? Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? We don't know. It's all mixed up, complicated with stupid virus and everything else. Innocyte puts out a directive, and we've done this more than once. The first thing the president should do, the new president should do, and I'd like to see Mr. Trump do this before the election, is declare a law that everything must be legible to everyone. Brilliant. And get the agencies and the government to split the cost so there's not a big burden on people who many of whom have lost their jobs. See, we care about people. Let these damn agencies start raising the money to do this. But there should be a law with enforcement. Not just a half-assed law that with no enforcement. Everyone else is protected with enforcement. They could never get away with labels that people couldn't read in a store.
Yeah.
You know, blot out the labels in all the stores. See what you get.
Right.
Because we're a minority. Mm-hmm. That's how they get away with that.
Don't even put labels on. Make all the black or white containers.
Yeah,
and see how they like it.
That's what I just said. Don't put labels on the bottles.
Yeah, and no prices,
and
no nothing.
And see how far you get.
Yeah. Yeah. See how people would like that. Mm-hmm.
We should be protected under the consumer laws just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. This ADA ruined that.
Mm-hmm.
The stupid American Disability Act ruined it by not making it happen.
Yeah. What makes it worse, too, is that your fellow disabled person who, you know, who can see. Now, I used to be able to have sight. They actually do not help. You know, they say, you know, oh, well, there is the Americans with Disabilities Act. Why aren't they helping? Or why aren't they, they should have help. They don't understand that, no, there isn't help. And I realized it because I had a friend who was in high school at the time who had problems seeing and having, you know, difficulty seeing. And I realized it early, you know, and I understood it. And then I experienced it, you know, myself. And then
there's
realized
no enforcement.
It.
Whatever half-assed law there is, it's not enforceable.
Right. Exactly.
What good is it?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you
I realized
can't read it
in other
ways.
I couldn't get in places. I couldn't get in places. I realized it in other ways, you know?
Yeah, well, you got no enforcement there either. Now, how about
right.
the person, we'll give this one more example, then we'll recognize some people, but how about the person who goes out, the individual who needs a wheelchair. Person goes out, let's say, during the day. You know, it's a nice, beautiful day. And during the day, the weather changes.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a bad turn, you know. Rain and water and they announce flooding and all that. You know, it could be, or if it's in the winter time, it could be a snow blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
That these stupid weather people don't know about, mm-hmm. and it happened, and you're in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you got to get home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you went out with a nice day. You got to get home. Now the damn chair gets all wet and soaked and everything. And what does that do to the electronics?
Ruins the electronics. It ruins it.
Of this chair. It ruins it.
It ruins
right?
it.
Right? So now, do you have the guaranteed backup?
No.
Of a wheelchair?
Nope.
I don't think most people have that unless you're rich.
Nope, yeah. You have your
old wheelchair.
You're rich,
maybe you got one.
And if your old wheelchair didn't work anymore, you're screwed, basically.
So you're not protected.
That's
out
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
You are not protected. And again,
yeah.
Where the hell's the American Disability Act on that one?
It's gone.
I never
not
heard
there.
Of anything being done or protection on that.
Nope.
If we're wrong, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there who knows,
no.
You know, I'm missing something. Give us a call.
You're not missing anything, Frank. You're not.
You know, but you are unprotected. When you're outside and something occurs, you know, like it doesn't happen too often, but it does happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the average person is protected. They get in the damn car, you know, and they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the person in the wheelchair go?
Yeah.
You know. And hopefully, you don't even know if you can get an accessible ride home.
Right.
That's the other thing.
Right.
Some places yes, some places no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no consistency on that, or no guarantee that no matter where you are in this country, if you're in a wheelchair, you can get a accessible ride home in an emergency, let's say a storm like that.
Right.
So there you have it. We're unprotected.
That's right.
Millions of people. And it just goes on like that. It's crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, in a sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Talk about protection. There's some good protection right there, the Akita. You know?
Mm-hmm.
My dog is a definite deterrent of any people, any wrongdoers. I'll tell you that right now. Definite deterrent.
Yeah.
And that helps in this world. Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need that.
Yeah.
Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, our good friend, the Akita lady, give them a call. Rescue, adopt an Akita. All right, around the world, Kennedy Realty. He's in Islip, New York. Anthony Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You buy a house, sell a house, or just you want to find out what's going on with the real estate market, call Mr. Kennedy. He's very knowledgeable. He wrote the book. All right. Inner Sight, remind you, Kennedy. All the beautiful children of the world, those that have passed on and those that need some extra help, you know, love them, take care of them, watch over them. And we remember Corey, of course, and Avante, and Ollie, little Tommy, all the others. go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight will always remind you about that. All right, around the world, inner sight means freedom advocates for the disabled. Some of our friends that have helped us, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TuroLawCenter.com. And we turn to the Able News, and we thank Angela for promoting our show. Able News, are you there?
Okay, yes, I am. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of formative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition. It's still National Guide Dog Month, a few days to go. We have added some names. We need a lot more. And there's an example of no protection when you're denied a service dog. There is no law there. That's a horrible you know, thing to go through when you're blind and you need that dog and nobody's there to protect you or help you. So sign the petition and help us get that protection, because we need it. Everybody needs protection when it comes to their safety. All right. Inner Sight around the world, talking tonight about how disabled people are not protected as everyone else. And, of course, the worst example lately is what happened with these nursing homes and what the governor didn't do and protect the people. Now, there's what, at least three different programs that apply to the nursing homes?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have been enrolled in those programs.
Too many.
You know, I don't know if you can get a figure on that. I don't know.
How many people are enrolled in the which one?
All of them.
You don't. They
three
don't have figures.
Three different programs. How many?
Yeah, there
people
are three different programs. Yeah.
Have
it's
enrolled.
The,
who are in the nursing homes?
Yeah.
You know.
Money follows
or
the person.
If they haven't been enrolled, should have been under an emergency when President Trump sent the Navy ship to help, and the Javis Center was opened, and the governor refused to put people in there who were infected, put them in the damn nursing homes.
Yeah, he put 4,500 people in that were COVID positive, I know, into the nursing homes, and about 52,000, or I'm sorry, either 52,000 or 25,000 died, either or, I'm not exactly sure, passed away. So I know from that 4,500.
But he was given an option and he didn't take it.
Right. Yeah.
Now, why? The question here is, why weren't those people protected? If there's programs and they were on the program, it should have been an emergency declared immediately to get them out. If they weren't on the program, they should have been put on the program under an emergency situation to get out. So either way, those people were not protected. You know? And where the hell are the damn people that are supposed to administer these these programs, all these independent living centers. I didn't hear one word from them about this.
Yeah.
What did they do about it? Well, they're going to go to court with a damn lawsuit, and it'll take 20 years, and they'll fight back and forth, and what's going to come out of that? You know, what enforcement is going to come out of that? You know what should come out of that? They should get rid of the damn nursing homes.
Yeah, get rid of them.
And the government and the agencies should raise the money for it. That's what should come out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not going to happen. You know, we know that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, they can stick it, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You bring a lawsuit because thousands of people die because of the damn politicians, and they had other options and they didn't use them. The lawsuit should be, you must close them down. You killed all these people, you ass. Close down the damn places. You got programs? Activate the programs. Make it mandatory. And here's another thing that the governor can do, because he has control. When you own real estate in New York State, you have to have a license. It comes from
That's
the
true.
State. The governor has access to all these real estate people. Why didn't he get people apartments?
I'd like to know.
All he has to do is say, this is an emergency. You must give apartments to X amount of people because we're getting them out of the nursing home. We don't want to put these people in who have the virus.
That's right.
And utilize the Navy ship that sat there
forever.
That President Trump sent in, and the Javis place
right.
that sat there. And as far as I know, no patients went into either
nobody
one.
Nobody went there. Nobody went there.
And he had the power over the real estate to get them an apartment.
Yeah.
And the power over the damn nursing homes. He ought to be prosecuted.
If he thought that was a problem, that the government, the federal government, forced his hand, he should have said, listen, I don't agree with you, and I'm going to use, you know, my power as a state representative, and I'm not going to let you do this to me. That's all. Simple.
They didn't force his hand. They gave him options.
Mm-hmm.
How'd they force his hand if they gave him options?
But if he felt that way, he should have said, no, I'm not agreeing to that. You know?
Of course. If you want, well, see, the whole thing is people are unprotected.
That's right.
You know? That's what it comes down to. All those people in the nursing home were unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he got away with it. So those who are on programs and those who could have been put on programs are unprotected. There's no emergency situation when a politician wants to bring in people into a state-run facility who have a virus. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's why this was able to occur. There should have been a protective law there. No, you can't do this. You know?
Yeah.
You can't do this. And I believe that since the president sent a big Navy ship and they had the Javis Center, I believe that the president at least was trying to protect these people in the nursing home. But he should have gone a step further. Yes, he should have sent the damn Marine Corps and make sure they got out and got into apartments.
Yeah.
That's what he should have done. Should have gone a step further. He relied on the governor to do it. Which may be, I'm not an expert on political law, But that may be protocol.
Mm.
Maybe
it
he
is
couldn't
protocol.
Step in.
Oh, I don't know.
The,
I really
the governor
don't.
Would have to exercise his authority, and he didn't. He left the people in there. No,
well, I don't
protection.
Know what the situation is in that case. I really don't. I really don't.
Well, it's obvious. If it's an emergency, you know, then why wasn't it treated like one?
They didn't. He didn't think it was, obviously.
Yeah.
So sad.
And why wasn't a protective mechanism there?
They were expendable to him. They were expendable to him, which is sad. Very, very sad.
Exactly.
Very sad.
Sure.
That's how I feel, anyway.
You know, who the hell knows? He consulted some jackass doctors, and they probably told him, well, all these people are elderly anyway.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean anything, seriously.
Who the hell knows if that didn't happen? We don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
We only know, you know, what happened and that all these people died, and we do know that they weren't protected.
Yeah.
That's what we know.
Right.
Because if they were protected, you wouldn't be able to bring in people who were infected to the facility with them. They should have got the damn people out first.
Right.
Inner sight. Cuomo should resign immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to people today, and everyone agrees. He's not the people's governor. And we got proof of that, more ways than one. You know, to capitalize on this, to write a book, you know, to make money on a book. I don't know if he's where the money's going, but it should go to the people that he left in the nursing home to get them out.
Yeah.
And get them a place. That's where it should go. The ones who, thank God, survived.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight, you want to call in 213-816-1650. The topic is we're not protected. And
not
it's
equal.
So damn true. I got a call tonight from, I'm not even going to mention her name, my state assembly woman.
Maureen's on the phone.
Senator. Yeah, hold on. Senator. Mm-hmm. And they asked me if I'm voting for her. I gave them a resounding no. You know, and I'm going to resound it again. No, I'm not voting for her. I'm not even going to mention her name. And I said to the woman, the volunteer who called me, don't you want to know why? Mm. You know, I had to say that. She didn't even ask me why.
Dude.
And then I told her why.
Mm.
You know, because she wouldn't put up one traffic light, accessible traffic light.
Mm.
In the town where I live, and she's my state senator, this woman. I called them several times, spoke to her assistant. They never called me back with an answer.
Sad. Very sad.
And they never did a damn thing.
Hmm?
Okay. And you can't blame Senator Boyle because I'm not in his district.
Yeah, no.
And he also called her, by the way. And told her.
Yeah.
And she still wouldn't do a damn thing about it.
That's sad.
And now they know it. Why the hell don't they do it tomorrow or the next day?
Obviously she don't care.
Whether I vote for her or not. She should
That's
protect
right.
people.
That's right.
Like she protects everybody else with the damn traffic lights.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. The horror
she wouldn't
of not being
like it.
Protected.
They wouldn't like it if everything was covered, meaning all the traffic lights were covered. People wouldn't like that. You'd see in a heartbeat a police officer would be out there, but it's not an emergency. If somebody who's
oh, a lot
blind,
of people don't like
you know,
traffic lights. You know.
Well, yeah.
They don't like them.
Yeah.
they would ride without him. But the point is, the police department would be out there if that happened. We all know that.
Yeah, but it would be very dangerous.
Protection.
It'd be very dangerous.
Protection
people
would be out there if something happened, and that happened in the, in that that blackout some years ago, didn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
When the cops out there?
Oh yeah. It was very dangerous driving in that, by the way.
Protection.
I was driving in that. I was able to drive then. And believe me, oh my, it was very dangerous. Very, very dangerous.
Didn't they have cops out there on the corner with the cars?
Yes.
Well, there it is.
The only reason why I didn't go to my to Alicia's brother's funeral all the way in the Bronx is because I couldn't get gas. Because there was no electricity, and they, I couldn't find it.
But my point is, they had protection.
Yeah.
The cops were out there. We don't have it. That's the point that we want to make tonight. And the President of the United States should declare immediate protection for all of us. And there should be a law. And it should it should resound throughout the whole country and cover everything.
Yeah.
Every person must be able to read a label in a store. You know, that's basic, simple protection. Every person should have the right to go to court if they denied their safety in the form of a service dog.
That's
every
true.
Person, there should be enforcement. If you can't read a traffic light. Today I had to cross the street in the rain, okay, cross the highway to go get a bagel in the rain, you know, and the damn light. Now I have a little usable light perception in my left eye. I could see a green from a red.
Right.
The thing is, I don't know what light is which.
That's the problem, yeah.
You know, so I push the damn. They got this stupid ass button up, which doesn't mean a damn thing. And I pushed it, and the thing changed color. You know, I had about 5 seconds to cross that highway. Halfway across, the car started up. Now I don't know if I had the damn light or not.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't have the friggin' light.
That's right.
And and that bitch is calling me to vote for her? She can kiss my ass.
Right?
You bitch. You know who you are. I don't want to even mention your name on my show.
That's right.
Get your ass out there with the crews and make the lights accessible. I pay taxes.
Yeah, so do I. My lights should be accessible, too. You should call the national representative and make sure that our lights are accessible. The whole state should be accessible. Call the governor and let him get off his butt.
She's the state senator.
Yeah.
So there. She has authority over all the state roads.
Yeah.
They should be done immediately.
Yes. And I have a state road right in front of my house. Let her start with that one, too. Yep.
All of them. Start with all of them.
You want to know what's so retarded? I'll tell you what's retarded. I call this retarded.
Not retarded.
Not the fact.
Take
action.
Strike that word.
I'm striking that word, but I'm not striking the sentiment, okay? The sentiment is that I don't like the way in which they've handled this, okay?
It's not retarded. It's evil.
It's evil. Yes, that's a better word. Evil.
If the woman was developmentally disabled, I bet you we'd get more help out of her.
Yes, I'd agree with that. But I'm not talking about the developmentally disabled. I'm talking about the actual.
Well, you used the word. I don't want people to misunderstand.
Well, I'm not talking about a developmentally disabled person. I'm talking about the actual way in which they put this up. Okay, so I don't like the way they put this up. Okay, they did this in a way in which that I don't like it. Let's put it that way. They put it up.
I don't know what you're talking about. They
put
what up?
Okay, one road is set up beautifully. okay? And that's the town road, the one that's for my town, which is Farmingdale. That's beautifully set up. It's set up with not where I'm at, but down the road. It has the accessible pedestrian signal. It actually says everything, and it's beautifully, you know, talking and everything. But the one that's on the state side is not talking at all. It just has beep because it's on the state road, and the state has not, you know, picked up the ball and said that I want to put an accessible signal there.
No, because there's no enforcement.
That's right. Now, who doesn't like that?
They get away with it. They can put the damn thing up, say, oh, we did it, and leave it there, and they don't care if it works or not.
Yeah, but who doesn't like that?
Because there's no enforcement.
Yeah, but I'm just amazed that somebody does a light like that. That is the most idiotic thing I've ever seen.
You know what? You can call them and call them and call them, and they don't come out, especially now. Now they use the damn excuse of this stupid virus. They don't come out, and there's nothing you can do.
We're going bankrupt. That's the excuse I got.
A bunch of
bull. We're going bankrupt because of the virus.
So there still should be enforcement when it comes to safety, whether they're bankrupt or not.
That's right.
Safety should come first.
Yeah. Well, the town representative said he's going to try and find some sort of money to help. He is. He's going
to
do it.
Tell him to do a fundraiser.
He's going to find a way. Yeah, he's going to find some sort of money to try and help. That's the town. He's going to find it. That's crazy that he has to.
The money is
budget.
There for traffic lights. Come on.
Oh, I know
break.
That. He knows that. He says he's going
to. You don't
try
have to find
help.
Money for traffic lights.
No, he said
there.
He's going to try and help, and his engineers are going to try and help. His engineers don't have to do that. The state has to do that because it's a state road. Come on.
You need
you know?
Enforcement.
That's right.
Protection.
That's right. I said, you know what you do?
All right,
Innocent,
let's take a
phone
call.
And then you bill them. That's what you do. That's what you do. That's what I told him to do. Okay, we have Maureen, and then we have Caroline. But first, Maureen.
No, let's take Maureen's call.
Yes.
Queens.
Okay, here she
Maureen.
Comes.
Maureen.
All right. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Hello. I had two COVID tests today because the one who came in to take it did the rapid one instead by mistake. So then she did the other one. But I'm negative with the rapid, and I'm assuming I'm negative with the other because I have been, so hopefully. So
yeah.
It just gets me so angry because I'm always negative, and some worker brings in the virus to the nursing home that makes me not be able to see my mom.
I know.
So she should be at home with me where the corona wouldn't be.
That's right.
You know? I mean, how many now have I had tested and negative every time? And this is the second time recently that the nursing home's been canceled, you know, shut down because the worker brings in it.
Same, not now, they haven't called us yet, but that happened with mine twice.
Yeah.
Remember I told you that time? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And where my friend's friend is, the ex-nursing home that she used to be in, my mom, the first one, DH are the initials, they shut down yesterday. The people were going to go visit, but a worker brought it in. So the workers are the ones bringing it in, you know?
You know
and
what frustrates
we
me? We're getting the testing. They should make allowances for the people who come in who are getting tested. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're the ones getting tested.
They should make, I've been negative, they should put my mom in her own room and I can go visit her since I'm negative all the time.
That's right.
That's how it should work.
Yes, that's how it should. We should, I don't know, I just have a feeling we should have a formal letter written to the governor and sent.
Oh, please, the governor.
He's not going to
do a damn
thing.
He doesn't care.
He was on today. I didn't see it, but they played clips. He was on The View today promoting his freaking book.
No good.
And I didn't hear what his answer was. They cut that part off. But Whoopi Goldberg's very kissy-kissy up to him, you know. And they're asking him about his dating. What's that actress? Chelsea Hammer or somebody?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know who she is, but this is now, could you imagine if Trump did this and they were asking him, that would be a totally asinine question to be asking. This, I won't even call him a man. I don't even know what he is. I won't dignify him to call him a man. This creature who let how many people, because we don't know the total amount, because people went from the nursing home and died in the hospital also. So we don't actually know the total amount. Plus, how many did he kill? Not, well, we can't say kill in that fashion because he didn't kill those, but he still is responsible as governor for the other people who died, not in the nursing home. So when he's going around, you know, saying how wonderful he did in New York, how many thousands of people died?
Yeah.
And he's out there promoting his damn book. He should be hung. Truly, he should.
You know what
hung.
Bothers me when he says, "Oh, we were 39th, or we're this amount, and we're that amount in nursing home." But, you know, I feel like whenever a reporter says, you know, asks him that question, although you say a rank in the number of what New York is, you know, I don't think that's a fruitful answer to the question. So I'm going to make a follow-up question on that. Why do you say it in that manner? Because you know very well that you
But they're not
people.
Asking the right question.
Exactly.
That's
exactly,
not the question
Frank.
That should be asked.
The
question should be asked is, what about all these programs that
That's
people
right.
were on
right.
or can be put on?
That's
Why
right.
wasn't it treated like an emergency
That's
to
right.
get them out? Aren't there,
That's
the
right.
question should be, aren't there emergency measures to back up these programs
That's right.
in cases like this?
It should be.
That should
it
be
should
the
be.
Damn question.
That's right.
That way he's got to answer either yes or no, sir. Yes
no,
or
they,
no.
They treat him like some rock star, some celebrity. They treat him like he's a god, you know? That's
or they,
why
they don't ask the proper question.
These
like
jackass
said,
reporters, a lot
the
of them,
question.
They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know the question because they
That's
don't know the system.
They are so for Biden, the media. The whole media is for Biden. So they're not all Democrats. They're not going to bother with questioning him about anything. They are so one-sided, it's disgusting.
Well, no, not
it
Fox News, I gotta say. Fox News is Fox News is very much
Fox News is going a little too. Fox News used to be Republican, but that's going a little at times also. They've even said it themselves on the CNN.
Now, excuse me, before we go any further, let me give the solution to the workers who are coming to the nursing home. Every nursing home has doctors and nurses.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Huh. Now, when the person gets to work, before you get in the door with your ass, you know, they should be tested.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day, yeah.
This is
That's
an
right.
emergency.
That's,
People
yeah.
have died from this, supposedly.
Right. They should
right?
be waiting there
if
15 minutes
bad,
for their result. Yep. They should be.
If it's that bad, why aren't these people tested?
They should be tested
Cost
every day.
Too much money
that's the
to
only
them.
Way you're going
to
know, for sure.
It's not that important.
Safety.
Obviously.
There it is again. The safety of the people. Look what happened. It's coming back into the nursing homes. Why? Because we're unprotected.
They don't
Title
care,
of the
Frank.
Show, world.
Yeah.
They
don't care, Frank.
Unprotected.
Yeah.
And you know,
I bet you,
another.
I bet you, if you came into the governor's office, you'd have to be
tested, yeah, and wear a mask.
Examined,
you
tested.
You can't go into the governor's office. Heck, he won't even put you in the office. He won't do that. Oh hell no. No,
and
no, no.
And look at the way they went after Trump. Oh, you know, you said you didn't want to panic everybody, and you lied, and you didn't want to panic. How about Fauci? He told us not to wear the
mask. Maureen, are you on a
speakerphone? No, I'm not.
You sound so far away.
That better?
Yeah, you do sound far away.
Well, my battery's dying. It keeps lighting up. And
that's a little better, yeah.
Yeah, that is better.
It is. Oh, that's good. But Fauci, he told us at the beginning not to wear the mask, remember? And the reason he did that was because there weren't enough masks. So, you know, when they go after Trump, nobody questions Fauci about that, you know? It's so...
That's crazy.
Disgusting. Now the other guy, de Blasio, he's going to have... Now that the weather's getting bad, cold and rainy and possibly snowy, he's going to have outdoor shopping.
That's crazy, too.
Why didn't he have this in the summer?
Outdoor shopping.
How are you going to
do not
going to
have
that?
Too many people out there, either.
No, he isn't.
I know. I mean, it's going to be getting bad, the weather, and now he doesn't want the sale of the Mets to go through because there's
a what are they
going to
do at Macy's? That's indoor. They're going to bring that outdoor?
Yeah, I guess.
What is it? What happened?
What are they going to do with Macy's? They're going to bring that outdoors?
Well, whatever stores. They're going to sell the stuff outside.
That's stupid.
I hope they have armed guards watching all the merchandise, too, because
it's so damn
they're
going
to have to.
And now he doesn't want the sale of the Mets to go through because the guy who, you
people
know,
are
going to
grab and run. You wait and see.
That's what they're going to do, bring a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Grab and run.
No, I don't need no gun. Just grab and run.
And now he's going against, he's called Major League Baseball, too, because he's going to try to stop the Mets, you know, from the guy Steve Cohen from buying the Mets because, I don't know, he was involved in, I don't know, it was insider trading years ago, but he says it was his group, but he didn't do anything. But because there's a Marvel's code and Citi Field sits on city property. Is he kidding? This is the most immoral city probably on earth, and he's worried about this at a time like this? What another fool.
You know, this year has been the absolute most immoral year. Forget about...
Exactly.
I mean, don't talk about morality, everybody.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know? And plus, he had the cops move his daughter to her apartment to... I don't know if it was a couple years ago or whatever. He used the cops for that. So he's talking about people that are immoral. Hello. You know, I mean,
she's
really,
protected,
just,
isn't she?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so is he. Because when he goes out for his aimless walks that he takes in Prospect Park and the South Street Seaport, I think they said, he's got two cops with him all the time behind him. So, you know, if they're defunding the cops, he actually shouldn't have them.
Yeah.
He should pay for his own protection.
Protection.
It's just so disgusting. And
they're all
I got to hear my mom's voice today, at least.
That's right.
What happened?
They're all protected except for us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got to hear my mom today because I guess the nurse was by her room, so she called to her. Maureen's on the phone, so we said we loved each other and all. Tomorrow I'm getting a phone call, so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
But this is disgusting. I mean, I'm negative all the time, and these workers are bringing it in. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Well, that's the solution at the door. Let the doctor check them. You know,
yeah, they have to be tested
doctors
every
can
day.
Tell if they
like
have
I
fever,
said,
swollen glands, anything. No, you can't come to work. Get the hell out
that's
of
right.
here.
That's right.
They have to be tested every day. That's the only way you're going to know for sure. If
damn
you
right.
Be tested
they
one
should
day
be.
And get it the next. Yeah.
They're dealing with people who can't get up and walk out. Like anybody else would.
Yeah. It's just totally disgusting, really. Totally disgusting. I really,
that's
the
solution, you see. See, but there's no enforcement.
Yeah.
There's no enforcement for us.
That's right.
Nope.
That's right.
You know,
that's
what it is. There's no damn enforcement.
Nope.
There it is again.
There
no protection. No
don't
enforcement.
Don't forget we have Caroline waiting.
Yeah, well, we're going to take another call, and I want to say something for Maureen. So let's, Maureen, let us move on.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay. Take
care.
Take care,
both of you.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
All right, Inner Sight, I missed saying this last night. You know, you get so involved and carried away. Maureen and her mom need an apartment. It has to be accessible. We are willing to advertise your business, your real estate company, whatever it is. we're going to be starting a new show next couple of months on YouTube. We'd be happy to give you free recognition if you help Maureen. She has the money. We have some pledges of money. We have for the rent and the security and all that. And we have the Helping Hands has a program where they can get a month's rent, so we can tap into that. They need an accessible. They're very good on paying their rent. They haven't missed in years. No, they don't have good credit because of the system, because of the stupid. Because her mom was put into a nursing home, it ruins your credit.
Yes, it does.
See, there's another thing, the way that the system doesn't protect you. There should be some kind of a protective mechanism there if a person is going to rely on credit.
Yeah.
You know? There should be a very minimum protective mechanism where a person, let's say, pays $2 a month when they're in a nursing home, and their credit is maintained in some
right,
such
right.
way.
Right.
Something like that. Anyway,
right.
Maureen needs an apartment for her mom, accessible. Anybody out there who can address that, call Inner Sight 631-224-3090. You can email us at innersight@pmpmail.com, and we'd be happy to give you all the recognition. We have almost 100,000 people who hear us, a lot of them in this country. So anybody out there, let us know. We appeal to the general public and to the real estate people. You want to advertise your company for free? Help us get this apartment.
Yep.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 around the world. And we got Sweet Caroline.
Here she comes.
Caroline on the line.
Good.
What are you up to?
How you doing, Caroline? Sweet Caroline.
Hello, my wonderful Suzanne and Mr. Farino. The best comedy act in the world. You're funny when you want to be.
you got to be.
Nice to hear from you, Mr. Farino.
Nice to hear from you,
nice
Ms.
to hear from
Caroline.
You, how you doing?
Oh, very good.
Okay.
So, to talk is today, talk about anybody you want.
No, right? We're talking about how we're not protected the way other people are.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So damn true.
It is,
you know,
true.
They're letting people come to work at these nursing homes with a virus.
Yeah.
What? You know, there was only one person on the staff bus today, and they're sterilizing the bus in the morning and at night.
Oh, okay. That's good.
What, you?
That's good that the staff is sterilizing it twice.
Good, to keep it clean.
Yeah.
But tell Miss Maureen, you said she was looking for something. What town is she in?
She lives in Queens.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Needs an apartment for her and her mom.
That's very expensive. Can she pick something different, you think?
Yeah, she'll move.
Yeah.
She'll move out.
She'll move anywhere.
Around,
she will.
Find her a place.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call tomorrow at 631-3090? 224-3090. Can we talk about who's on your private line?
Yeah, 224-3090, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what,
you know
what
of any
client?
Apartments?
What, dear? I can't hear you.
Do you know of any apartments?
No, but you can look in the penny saver. Do you know what that is?
She can't read it.
She can't read it.
She can't read it. She's blind.
She's blind and sight impaired.
Well, let's see. Oh, they have the Sava reader in Middle Island. Remember? The Sava reader.
The thing that reads back to you, Frank.
Remember,
you go
I told
to the
you
library,
was...
I guess.
Oh, yeah, but she's not in Middle Island.
She's not in Middle Island.
Well,
she's
they don't have
Queens,
it.
Don't forget.
The only place they have it is Longwood Library in Middle Island. You know?
One
yeah,
place
out
of the
help
whole
her.
Long Island?
Yeah.
How
yes.
nice.
Yes. So, we have to figure out how to help her.
Can you read? Your eyes aren't that good either, right?
No.
Yeah.
Do you want her? Well, Mr. Perino, well, I'll call you on your private line tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't the three of you get together and rent a house?
That sounds like a plan.
Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well,
I know
you.
I know her. I know her mom.
Yeah.
The single point of access, you have to have a mental disability. And one of the girls that I know, they had a fist fight last year, and that's not a good idea to be hooked up with that spa application. You understand?
Yeah.
Why are you sending her there, then?
No, because the rent in Renaissance is like $400 a month, but you're shocked up with a mental person. So I wouldn't go in
no,
that
wait,
direction.
No, wait. There's ones that are Section 8 they have, but they're long lists.
Yeah, I'm on that long list. I'm waiting for 2 years, not one letter. It's
I know.
Called North Fork Alliance.
I know.
Section 8.
My mother
mm-hmm.
was on that list and gave up an apartment for that list because they said that they were going to...
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Maureen... And her mom,
right.
they're both good people. They're not violent people, Carolyn.
We know that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, put me on the list with her, but not in Queens. We have to pick somewhere different.
No, she'll come out here to Suffolk County.
Yeah, she will.
So, do they? Our salary is very low from the government, SSD. Do they get Social Security disability?
Yeah.
Would be
$500
a month.
Yeah, they get a good amount between the two of them.
That's great. Now, do they need no steps outside the house? Do they leave ground level?
Yeah, it has to be accessible.
Fully accessible.
Exactly. Well, it's called www.marketplace.rentals.com, and that's where you find not Zillow, Zillow.
We'll have to check it out.
Marketplace.
In the meantime, we got to get out of here.
Yes,
Caroline.
You do.
Okay, I'll call
we'll
you on your private line.
All right.
Okay.
Tomorrow
Thank
night,
you,
in the sight. Frolic, come on night. Be over here. Laura and Hardy are going to... What are they going to do? I don't know. I forgot.
Have fun.
Tomorrow night, we'll find out. Inner That's Sight right. means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And 631-224-3090, phone number. Protect everybody.
Mm.
That's the word. That's the most important thing. All right?
Yeah.
Make it so we can read everything, access everything. Enforcement. That's what we want, enforcement. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight with the funnies. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Thank you for listening.
Good night, everyone.